He has taken like a handful of my thongs.
Ooh.
I know, because they're comfortable. So I wear the thongs during the day and I wear the panties at night. Anyway, he loves any kind of panty, any kind of underwear. He just takes. Now it's my neck pain, my back pain, add pain to everything. Just add pain. Well, welcome back to another episode of After We Wrap with Jana Lee Ortiz.
And Gabriela Ortiz.
Hey. Wepa. We haven't chit-chatted in a long time.
I know.
Okay.
We're also in like a new angle.
I know, we're in a new setting. Don't worry, we'll get back to our couches.
Yes.
In a second. But for this episode, we just wanted to reconnect and just talk about anything and everything, right?
Anything and everything. How are you?
I'm okay.
Yeah?
I'm okay. Uh-oh. Yes.
Okay.
I had certain days.
Yeah.
But today is a new day.
It is a new day.
And feeling good today.
Yay.
You know what I was thinking about
what?
The other day? Well, first, how are you?
I'm good.
She went, I'm good. That's what
Isn't
I do when
always
I lie.
When they're lying?
When I'm lying. I go higher in the octave. Everything's great.
I'm good.
No.
But then it's like, I'm good.
Right.
Then it's like, right. Down. No, I'm good.
No, stay still.
Ooh.
Stay still. Oh,
ooh,
there it is. Maybe,
ooh, yes, for the angle of our faces.
And this is my, what's your good side?
This is my good side, look actually. Is that your good side too? Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
We're puzzle pieces. But no, I was thinking the other day that doing this podcast forces me to be present and to really listen.
Oh, wow.
Because sometimes I have a hard time listening.
Yeah. Really?
Not because I don't want to. It's maybe a subconscious thing that I do because I'm thinking about so many other things.
Yeah.
I can't turn the list that I have going on.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't turn it off. So I'm not fully concentrating. if you notice that sometimes when you talk to me and I don't. Like you see that I'm not 100% there.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's happening.
And you're thinking
and
of
I'm
all
thinking,
of these other things.
Thinking. So this forces me to truly stay present and listen.
Question, does that happen to you at work as well?
Or
are you very like...
At work, not so much.
Okay.
At work, I'm ultra focused.
You're focused. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's... But like in the makeup or hair trailer, sometimes I'm like...
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Can you say that again? Can you repeat that?
Yeah. No, I have those moments too. Yeah. A lot. Mm-hmm. A lot of times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what's been going on with you? Anything new?
What has been going on? Nothing new that I can be like, oh my God, this is so exciting.
It doesn't have to be exciting.
It doesn't have to be exciting. Okay.
You're like, well, I want Disneyland. I want happy, colorful butterflies, rainbows every
Disneyland.
Time.
Disneyland. When are we going?
I know
to
we have to go. We have to go. Well, we're going. We're going before.
Before
May, we're gonna go. We're gonna be there.
You know, there's talks that they're opening a fifth park at Walt Disney World.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa!
It's gonna happen in like maybe 10 years. Not anytime soon. But
so
that's insane. Anyways,
that's exciting.
Yeah.
No, we'll get there. Louie, my dog,
oh my
did
God,
something
yes, Louie.
Really disgusting the other day. He
Well, first of all, have we talked about Louie before?
I think we did briefly.
We did? Okay.
But he's now a little over 5 months. Mm. And I think he's in his terrible teen phase. He's driving me absolutely insane when it comes to going into the trash can. Okay, because I originally bought a bin so I can stuff all of his toys. And it says dog toys. So he likes the fact that he has a little basket full of toys and he goes in and he digs and he takes them all out. But then he goes to every bathroom. I have little garbage pails.
Yeah.
Open, not closed lid, but just an open garbage pail. And he goes into all of them and he thinks that's a toy. I don't know if he thinks they're toys, but he feels like, oh, this is a basket. I can play with the stuff that's inside.
Yeah.
Or maybe he just really loves to tear up tissue. Maybe that's what it is.
I think it's the teenage phase too.
But he's been doing that a lot. Yeah. And then he basically just eats anything and everything. It could be a leaf, a branch, a piece of glass, cotton balls, tissue paper, Kotex.
Yep.
He ate and swallowed a pad.
It's happening.
I don't know what the obsession is with panties, but he'll take, and some, they could be dirty, they could be clean. He'll just take, he has taken like a handful of my thongs.
Ooh.
I know, because they're comfortable. So I wear the thongs during the day and I wear the panties at night. Anyway, he loves any kind of panty, any kind of underwear. He just takes and he goes to town. He like just,
yellow horny boy.
I don't know what it is.
It's a boy thing.
So gross. Yeah. But then, so he took one and he shredded it. Like he shredded it and I had to throw it out. It
was,
obviously.
Was it, hold on 1 second. Was it dirty?
He shredded the dirty one because he took it from the hamper. Because when I sort out the laundry, I separate them by colors. And so I can't keep them in piles on the floor. I have to put them in baskets.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if not, and sometimes he'll go in the basket. Anyway, I actually caught him one day going, he was inside of the laundry basket and he was just, I couldn't find him. And I see him inside the basket, his whole entire body there, just licking and my panties. And those were clean panties.
Oh no.
So anyway,
so
the other day
he
ate and swallowed a pad, a Kotex.
Twice.
And then he threw it up and then I put it in the trash bin and washed my hands, went about the day. And the next thing you know, he went back in. There was floss everywhere, cotton balls, tissue paper. And then I looked back in the basket and the pad was missing. It was gone. He had re-eaten what he threw up. And then when I didn't think it could get any more gross.
A sip of my coffee after that.
He ate a piece of his shit. Sorry. He ate his own feces. I don't know if he, maybe because, okay, so I had an incident at the house and so he didn't have his normal daily routine where he gets to go outside and
run around.
Yeah. So maybe he was like asking for attention, but he ate it. Maybe, or he was just like, let me see if I can
every day
get away with it. Yeah. Look at me, or let me hide the evidence. I don't know, but it was so gross. Anyway, he ended up, so after he threw up the pad and then ate it again, he then, I guess his body broke it down and then he ended up pooping it out.
And you told
and
me.
And then he threw up his poop. So like he hasn't been, his digestive system has been a little.
But you told me a very specific detail of what not to do in a situation like that, which I didn't know.
I didn't even know it either. Apparently when there's a string coming out their butt, if they're taking a poop and you see like a string, it's important not to pull it out because it could get wrapped up in their intestines. And you could like pull out their intestines.
I didn't know this at all.
It could be very dangerous and harmful for the dog, is what I heard.
You're welcome.
So that's been happening. So gross. I know. And I made sure, he doesn't lick my face or anything, but I made sure to brush his teeth a few times. He's not licking my face. No, there are people who love for their dogs to lick their mouth and make out with them. And I can't do that. I mean, some people say, oh, but dogs' tongues are cleaner than humans. Like, they're so. No, I'm sorry. When they're licking on their pee-pees and privates and buttholes, and.
Can they get to their butthole?
Oh, yeah, he gets to his butthole all the time.
Bruce, can you get
he
to your
munches
butthole?
On his butthole.
I don't know if I've seen Bruce get to his butthole. I'll pay attention now. Oh, my God.
So I'm a little upset with him, but I still love him. And I love him to pieces.
He is so cute. His little face is
his
so
little face.
Cute.
He's got a big body and a small head.
Yeah. No, but he's pretty adorable. Funny. And I think it's the perfect name too.
Louie.
Lulu.
Lulu Bean.
Louie.
What up?
But
anyway, you'll see him on the next episode. Yeah, he'll come. Yes. He'll come and visit. We'll have a Louie and Brucey. Little appearance.
That could be like its own episode. We'll just, you know what we could do? We can put like the microphones here and then food and then just like watch them as they
and
like,
have their own ASMR episode. No,
that's gonna be a messy one.
Dogs. But yes, being a dog mom has taken a lot of my time, but it's fun. I think it's fun.
And it's rewarding too.
It is. It is.
It's kind of like a little bit of like training also
for if being you a do parent. One
children. Yeah. I mean, absolutely. It's not the same thing, but it's just.
But
like,
it is a little like.
Like of
a little taste
responsibility,
of what like.
All of that stuff, having to wake up, knowing that he has to, you know, early, he has to go out, mm-hmm. All that stuff. And at first with Bruce, I was like, this is a lot of responsibility. I got to make sure this thing doesn't die, you know? And at first when we had him, when we got him, he was still very like new to us, to the mm-hmm. area. And he would run almost kind of like wanting to like run away. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'm mm-hmm. like, what if he pulls so hard that the leash goes off? And then I like all of these like,
well, you know, there's a tracker
scenarios.
Now. My girlfriend just told me about this tracker.
He
collar.
Has one.
Oh, yeah. He has a tracker
he
collar.
Has a tracker.
Okay,
yeah. Right. The Apple tracker thing.
Oh, wow.
But I remember that moment just feeling like, worst case scenario, what if he just runs away? And then, you know, I feel so bad for people, you know, how like you see the looking for dogs, lost dog.
Oh, yeah,
and it's
I
just
know.
Like,
that would be a nightmare.
It's so much responsibility.
I don't understand the people that steal dogs too.
Yeah. Or abandon them.
That too. Abuse
or,
them.
And
oh my
kill.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't.
No, I would say I would.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Terrible.
I don't get it. Why have dogs? And someone why
said,
have animals?
Someone said humans are not deserving of dogs.
No.
We're not deserving of them.
They're not. Is there another breed of dogs that you would like eventually to have?
I mean, I always used to love the idea of having the little tiny micro dogs, but I feel at this point it's a little too dangerous, right? I just feel like
because you would sit on them,
I would sit on them, crush them, step on them,
yeah,
injure the
eye,
yeah.
So
but they're
cute.
So cute
and expensive.
Yeah, I definitely love the idea of rescuing.
So no big dogs for you.
I mean, I don't know how big Louis is gonna get. But
I think he's gonna get bigger.
I think he's gonna get bigger.
Ooh.
You didn't think Bruce was gonna
yeah.
get
oh, really? He got a little yeah. bigger? Really?
Oh, big time. Yeah, I think he's fully grown now. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He's a man. I would love a golden retriever.
Mm. That's what Farrah wants, a golden
really?
Retriever.
Yeah. Oh, my God. They're speaking so of Farrah, good. Farrah is one of Jaina's incredible friends.
We had the best Valentine's night I think ever, because you in
ever.
The past I would go out to a dinner, it would be ridiculously yeah. expensive or booked,
and like, then you the tables are
it.
Like literally next to each other, you might as yep. well all just sit together
right.
in a long table
right
like,
you would have to plan it in January yeah. because I mean yeah it's not as rewarding or romantic as mm-hmm. as you anticipate
yeah.
I feel like, but we had one of like
Did you know what you were stepping into, or
no,
was this a surprise?
I mean, I feel like I've been to one of Farrah's like Easter Sunday dinners, but for having a group of friends, obviously mm-hmm. most of us were couples.
Yeah.
But I didn't think that being around that many friends could feel so intimate and
yeah.
so romantic and loving and just it was heartwarming. I mean, she had a live musician playing guitar. She had a guy serving two signature cocktails. One was called Pink and Juicy.
Mm-hmm.
Another one called The Smoke Show. She had a spread with flowers and velvet drapes. And then she had a Last Supper dinner table spread with flower arrangements
arrangements.
Skinny tall candles.
I like.
And the food.
So
the
good.
Food, Matt, her husband Matthew is an amazing cook. He just like does it as a hobby. I know.
Just
I know.
Yeah.
I know. And Farrah loves to host. So we were all served
it was,
our meals.
It was an experience.
And then we went around the room saying what we were grateful for. It was beautiful. I felt like I was out in the town. I don't know. I just felt like I was somewhere else.
Yeah, no, the whole experience was gorgeous. I remember laughing at the charcuterie of candy too. I was like, oh my God, there's a charcuterie of candy and chocolate and cookies.
Oh my gosh,
that,
I love
for
it.
Some reason that really like blew my mind, because you have the charcuterie with like the cheese.
You know, I didn't
the,
take anything from there. I only
me
did
neither.
The savory. The
We didn't take anything, right?
From
you
the...
No, she means just
no, I didn't taste
oh,
any
oh,
of the
oh,
candy charcuterie.
Taste,
I just
oh,
had the
I had the gummies.
Ooh.
They were gummies, regular gummies, not that kind of gummy. That would have been funny. Although.
Although, and then there was one moment where Ryza goes, let's take a shot.
Oh,
because
we
were trying to figure out where to take a picture. And she let's take a shot. And then Farrah thought it was an actual shot drink.
Yeah, me too.
And she whips out like 10 shot glasses and starts pouring shots. She was like, what? I thought you wanted a shot. No, I wanted to take a shot of us, a picture of us. So it was a good night.
Did you take a shot?
I took half of a shot with Joy.
I didn't because I know that I was drinking the champagne mostly. So I was like, if I mix this, I'm not going to wake up tomorrow. I was so hungover the next day.
Yeah, you know what? The next day I did wake up feeling a little old.
I had like caca. Maybe like 6 of the champagne drinks. More than that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I had one. But I had 2 of the smoke whiskey, shows. Though. Yeah. By the way, today's my day 3 of
no
drinking, no anything, just.
How long is that going to last?
Well, you know what? I'm going to take it day by day, but I'm hoping to save it until we wrap.
Oh, wow.
Until after we wrap! Yeah! It's time for a quick break to tell you today's episode has a special partner, Keen. Gabby, have you ever had one of those moments where you needed some insight about your life, maybe about relationships or career choices?
Absolutely. And that's where Keen comes in. Keen connects you with an experienced psychic, a tarot reader, and astrologers to help guide you through life's uncertainties.
Keen is super easy to use. Just sign up and you can immediately choose from hundreds of gifted advisors. They're available for phone calls or chats whenever you need them.
That's right. And these readers, they each have unique talents, whether it's guidance on relationships, career advice, or even spiritual matters. Keen has someone who can help you navigate your path.
And the best part, for our After We Wrap listeners, Keen is offering a special deal. Your first 5-minute reading for just $1. Imagine getting insights that can really make a difference in your life for just $1.
Wow. Okay. So giving Keen a try was incredibly easy for me. I had so many questions about where my career was heading. And my Keen advisor gave me so much clarity and peace of mind.
Don't stay in doubt. A Keen advisor is online right now to help you. So go to trykeen.com/afterwewrap or click the link in our description. Remember, your first 5-minute reading is only $1.
Again, for insightful readings and guidance, visit our partners Keen at trykeen.com/afterwewrap. Okay, now let's get back to today's episode.
We're in mid-February, mm-hmm. So we're going to go until April 18th.
Okay. You think you can do it?
I did it before, so I know I can do it. And I think now, when I commit to something like this, I don't know what it is. I'm like extra motivated and focused. I start to journal. Okay. I start to journal a lot more. And when I'm not on this like super disciplined healthy regimen, mm-hmm. I don't journal. And so I know that once I get my mind right, everything else mm-hmm. Sort of settles into place. Like I start taking better care of my health and kind of everything just, I prioritize my time differently. And I also sleep better. And I think as we age, we talked about this mm-hmm, last night. Mm-hmm. We were like, we're getting old. We can't hang. That's what makes nights like Valentine's Day so special we were there from like 7:30 exactly. till 11.
Yeah.
And I mean, even though 11 is early for some people.
It was late. I know. We were like, it's 11:30. We got to go. And also I was like, it's only 11:30, guys. Like,
right. And before, you know, in our 20s, we were like, oh, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Let's go out. Where we're going to eat breakfast. When's the sun coming up? I mean, but yeah.
What's the latest that you've gotten home from your 20s? Like when you were hanging out?
Oh, like.
I guess earliest that you have.
5:36 maybe. Yeah.
Been there.
Yeah.
7 o'clock in the morning, Miami. Mm-hmm. The sun's coming out.
And you're sleeping.
My aunt's waking up. What's up, Didi? We're going to bed.
Oh, boy. Those were the days.
Yeah, those were the days. We can still do that, though.
I mean, once in a
while. Oh, no, there's a bug in my coffee.
Oh, no. What? Oh, it's okay. It's a little, it's not that big.
It's protein.
No protein.
My grandfather used to say that.
I dare you to drink it.
I mean, I have drank stuff where
we
like.
Should do a truth or dare episode in the future.
Shane is saying we should do a truth or dare episode. That actually could be fun. Yeah, I like that. I like that. We'll plan what the dares are beforehand.
It's actually a fuzzy.
Stuff that we can do. Oh, it's a fuzzy?
It's a fuzzy. Never mind.
Stuff that we can do like in this kind of setting. But yeah, the 11 p.m. is the new 4 a.m.
Are you saying that on the record?
Yeah, because now I've been, I realize how beneficial it is to start getting ready for bed at 8:30, 9 o'clock. Because then I wake up earlier and I get more stuff done.
What kind of early person are you? Are you the one that gets up, makes the coffee, takes about an hour or two to zen and then starts your day? Or do you get up and then you're able to like get to it right away?
I like to take my time and I like to do the get up, make the coffee. Now it's walking the dog.
Do you still walk him?
No, I mean, I let him go. I let him roam around freely outside. Okay. Although that's been becoming a thing because he's a scavenger. He likes to eat all the seeds and leaves, anything, everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then so now at night I normally play this game with him where it's like catch me if you can, and he starts running around. But now he thinks that it's a game. So when I call him and I'm like, Louis, come here, he doesn't come, and he's still. So he's. Anyway, I like to get up, do the whole thing with him, feed him, have the tea or whatnot. But if I don't work out first thing, I don't want to do it at all for the rest of the day. Yeah. Like if the workout isn't done
but
in
the
morning.
But when do you work out? Like is it, okay, let's say you wake up at 7 a.m. Are you in the gym by 7:15 or are you in the gym by like 7:30, 45, almost 8?
It depends how much time I have.
Okay.
If I am working and I have the time, ideally it would be nice to work out at 9.
Yeah. Yeah.
10 the latest.
Yeah.
But anything afternoon?
After that,
And I can't do night workouts because it doesn't allow me to sleep. It energizes me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. So I have to, and lately it's been a 5 a.m. wake up call, so I have not been working out. But maybe that will change in the near future.
Yeah.
Gotta get back.
I mean,
on
even
it.
If you do like yoga or something like that at night to like.
That also stretching. I want to start stretching more.
It is so important.
Because now,
to
post
stretch.
35, you know, I didn't believe it when they used to tell, you know, how people used to tell us, oh, wait till you're 35, your back's gonna start to hurt. It's
true. My back's hurting.
It's true.
My knees too.
Yeah, the knees, the back, your head, everything
my
hurts.
Knees,
my
back.
Those were the days. And now everything hurts. And now it's my neck pain, my back pain, add pain to everything. Just add pain. And then it's accurate.
Everything.
My crack pain.
There is crack pain. It's the what is it? The lumbar, the sciatica, that right there. That's by the crack.
Do you do deadlifts? Are you a deadlift person?
Because
we've been experiencing a lot of back issues.
Really?
And every time once he was like, my sciatica is hurting. I was like, yeah, that's the from the deadlifts. And then some doctor or whatever, chiropractor was like. Yeah.
Really?
And I stopped doing deadlifts after we talked about this. There was one exercise because I go to the gym and then like there was this exercise I was going to do. And I started doing the deadlifts and I was like, oh my God, hell no. So it was like instantly I felt it right away. And I was like, okay, I'm not doing deadlifts anymore.
Yeah. You have to be so much more careful. It's like your body goes back to being a kid again or a baby and you have to be extra fragile.
Yeah.
The joints.
You know what I want to get back into? And I've been saying this forever. Back in dance class. Like I miss going to
I just want the
dance studio and do an hour, 2 hours, choreograph. Like I just miss that. It was such a huge part of like my teenage years and I like sometimes like crave it.
Yeah.
And like I found a new place nearby, but damn, it's expensive.
I know.
I remember the days I used to pay like $10 for my
everything's
dance class.
Expensive now.
Now it's like $25, you got
my text message when I said, is gas really $5.19?
I know. It's ridiculous. Where'd you go? Was it near you or here?
It was here. I know. I didn't realize I needed it until, yeah. Where I am, it's like $4.79 or something.
Would you go electric
car? I want to go back. I got it. I had one. And my lease was up.
What kind of car?
It was a Tesla. Model X.
Did you like it?
And the back seats went like this.
The back doors
opened up.
Yeah.
And I loved it. I never went to the gas station.
Wait, so why did you get rid of it?
I leased it and then I moved, so I didn't have a place to plug it in.
Did you like driving a Tesla? I'm not.
I mean, I loved driving the Tesla. I don't like who's associated with the.
Right. Yeah.
Not the self-driving. I tried it on the self-drive or on the when I tested it, and I didn't like it because I had the experience where I didn't touch it and I was sort of trusting it, and it was leading me into a parked car. I said, if I don't turn this, I'm gonna crash. So I said, I don't like this option.
No. Okay, God's plan. That's God's plan.
God's plan.
I don't know if I could ever buy a Tesla.
Boris was telling me he has an electric car. He does the self-driving on his way home and he like checks his emails and things like that.
Insane.
I can't do that. Have a drink. Mm-mm. Yeah.
You were really good at that the other night. You were like,
oh, remember when I made us some ginger lemon?
That was really good. Was
ginger
so
lemon margaritas.
Too. It was a healthy margarita.
It was a healthy margarita.
I felt so refreshed the next day.
I missed those
days. Did you bartend? Because that was some skill right there.
No, you know, Eddie taught me that.
Oh, Eddie.
Eddie taught me how to shake it up.
Hi, Eddie.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know what? Now we'll be doing ginger lemon shots. Healthy, like ginger lemon, no tequila.
No tequila.
I know.
It'd be a fun episode, taste testing like non-alcoholic cocktails.
Oh, yeah. That is good. That's, I like that.
Eddie, you want to come back?
Yeah. Oh, he'll be down for sure. That is a good idea.
I like that idea, yeah. Mocktail episode, yeah. Ooh. What's happening?
I didn't realize. Yeah. I already miss it, but I think I miss the so. I mean, you could still be social, but it's the feeling of I used to say before I have to save it for celebration for a good time a positive like associating it with taking the edge off or winding down and. That's not good, but also celebrating because then it turns out every day is a reason to celebrate. It's the Super Bowl. It's this. It's Valentine's Day. It's someone's birthday. We're celebrating a booking. Every day becomes a reason to let's have a drink. And the next thing you know, you're drinking every day.
I know.
And then when you go to the doctor and they ask you, how often do you have alcohol? You lie.
You're like, once a week.
Once in a while.
Yeah.
Once a month.
Once in a while every day.
Yeah, once every day.
Well, I was drinking wine like every night, like just a glass.
And they used to say it's good for you. Like a little glass.
But then I realized that it was like getting, like, do you get puffy too when you eat, like when you drink?
Yeah.
You get puffy and you're like, oh, I'm so bloated.
But also it shows on your face, your skin. But the feeling of waking up the next day is the thing that I don't like.
That's the one
depressed,
feeling.
Groggy.
The one drink that doesn't do that is the White Claws, the seltzers.
Really? Yeah. Oh, is that your little?
That's why I like it so much. If you have a lot, if you have like the whole box, yeah. But if you have like, maybe even three, it's like a lot. But what I've noticed also, I learned this in my 20s, that if you smoke a joint after you have been drinking, it eases the hangover the next day. However, you got to be careful.
This is not medical. We're not a doctor.
We're not encouraging people to smoke weed and drink.
No, don't do that. And if you're going to do that, do it at home. Don't be driving. But just don't do that. But I'm doing it. But you got to be careful. Oh, That's your mom so funny. And your
aunts are probably like, what is Gabby doing? Mom,
I'm so sorry, mom. I love you. But my mom is a badass at rolling joints.
What? Damn. Yeah,
yeah. I'm not. She probably won't see this because she doesn't know how to use.
Wow.
But this.
All right.
I saw her one time and I was like, that's my mother.
You know, I wonder what it was like during the 70s when that was all people were doing.
You see, that's a time I would love to go back.
Right?
That. The little Woodstock?
Woodstock.
What's the concert?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Woodstock.
Just the peace and love.
By the way, I can't wait to see this movie.
I cannot. At first I was like, why are they doing this? I'm so happy. We don't acknowledge Bob Marley enough. I feel like his music is so, I mean, there's a message behind it that is so strong, and we just don't focus on his lyrics a lot more. We don't appreciate his music, in my opinion. Lately, it's like, come on, hey, we got to make a movie so you remember.
I love
Bob Marley. I hate the way he went. It was so stupid. but yeah, I can't wait to see that movie.
Don't worry about a thing.
Oh,
cause every little thing is gonna be all right.
All right, all right, all right, all right.
Hey, I said, don't worry. Anyway,
this was a great catch up.
This is a great catch up. I feel like there's so much more. I could sit and talk
time
to you forever.
Time goes by what so quick when you're having fun.
That is true.
Oh, and that's the thing. It's like when you mix alcohol and weed and then you get the spin. So that's the one thing you got to be careful. Oh my gosh.
Okay, so that's what happened on Valentine's Day. And that's what I think.
What did you do?
That's what I think motivated me to take a little break. Because also when you realize that you're stressed and you've been partying hard and celebrating anytime you can, it takes a toll on you. You start to break down from it, and then your body, you have to be ready to say, all right, I got to take a break commit to the break. But when I got in bed and closed my eyes, everything was spinning, and then you know what that feeling when you close your eyes and it spins and you have to keep them. You're exhausted, but you have to keep them open so that you can stop feeling the head spinning.
Yeah. Would you puke?
I needed to throw up, but I just felt that dizziness and I didn't like it. It wasn't fun.
That's where you have to balance it out. It's like if you had way too many drinks. Then don't drink that much, or
hydrate. Drink water in between.
Drink
that would be great.
In between, that's the other one. Yeah, anyway, that really is a trick.
Cheers to hydration and taking better care of yourself. thank you for listening and chatting with us on another episode.
We love
episode
you guys.
Of
thank you
Rat.
For all the love.
We will see you next.
See you next
week.
Time.
Mwah.
We gotta join the.